Let's fucking do this. Happy December, everybody. Welcome to episode 41 of Drawing the Line with Sunny Salem, right here on Cheap Heat and Cheap Pops. Let me tell you guys, it is fucking cold out this morning. It is at minus 15 today, and I have to say that even though it is cold, it's the kind of cold that I enjoy, the cold that just cuts right through you. I cannot stand dampness in the cold weather. That kind of settles in your bones, but when it cuts right through you, I'm a fan for it. I mean, I've been born and raised in this stuff, and I kind of enjoy it. If I didn't, I think I'd probably move to a warmer climate. I have to say, though, I am a little bit jealous of everybody in a warmer climate right now. So wherever you are, though, just make sure you're staying warm. But I know you guys are not here to listen to me talk about the weather. You guys are looking for your Being the Elite review for this week, so let's get into it. It is Being the Elite number 232, entitled $1,000 Shot. We start off with Mark Quinn telling Isaiah Cassidy they always kick their asses. Isaiah says, "It's gonna work. Have I ever been wrong?" Mark Quinn says, "You've been wrong about everything." Isaiah says, "You're right, but this will work." Mark Quinn says, "If I get my ass kicked, it's your fault." The private party then starts walking. Isaiah bumps into Ortiz and he drops something. Santana and Ortiz are like, "Are you trying to rob us? Like, what's going on here?" Ortiz picks up the item. And Isaiah's like, no, it's not for you, it's for my boy. Ortiz says it's his now, opens the package and eats something. He says there ain't no bitch in his blood. Isaiah shows the camera. It's the spicy chip from the One Chip Challenge. Ortiz grabs the package and he's like, "You think I'm a bitch? This is supposed to be hot?" Ortiz then starts licking his fingers. Ouch. Isaiah says he's got more. Ortiz is unfazed. And Santana is like, "Is it good?" Ortiz is like, "It's all right." He says, "I told you guys I could do spicy. Thanks for the chip." Isaiah says, "I was wrong. I'm sorry." Mark Quinn says, "I told you." Ortiz then says, "You're welcome." And private party leaves. Santana and Ortiz go into their trailer. And then Ortiz runs into the bathroom and starts screaming. So I guess that chip was really hot and he was just putting up a front. I really thought that he was just gonna take the chip and it was totally gonna unfaze him. I really thought that. So I like this little swerve at the end. Ortiz does a really good job with this silly off-the-wall character that he plays. I really enjoy that. And this is one of the first skits that I actually enjoyed Private Party in. So props to those guys. Next, we see Brandon Cutler, and he is feeling a TV camera. He says, "It seems like it's hard." Frankie Kazarian walks up and he's like, "What are you doing? Why are you fondling the camera?" Brandon Cutler says, "I've got to see if it's hard or soft. I heard when you hit a big move, you should look at the hard cam. These all feel hard though." Frankie Kazarian then asks what his middle name is. Brandon Cutler says he doesn't have one. Frankie says, "Your mom told me it's marked because that's what you are. Why are you feeling the cameras up, you sick son of a bitch? Hard camera is in one spot. You expect to have an erect camera? Trust me when I tell you that every camera shooting you is flaccid, a soft dick of a camera. What is it with you? I really want to like you." At this point, Marco Stunt interrupts and he asks Frankie if he has signed up for anger management yet. Frankie Kazarian says, "Have you fucked yourself today? I don't need anger management." And he chases Marco Stunt away. Brandon Cutler shaking his head and he's like, "Marco, don't ask about anger management." Brandon Cutler, wow. They're still going on where he does not know any of these terms that are used in the industry. I think it's kind of funny. I really like it. And I like that Kazarian, who is a veteran, is just totally giving him a hard time. Next, we see the Young Bucks book promo. They let us know that the last of the signed books are at Barnes & Noble, so pick one up if you're interested. We then see footage from last week's Dynamite. We see Top Flight versus the Hybrid 2, and then we see the Young Bucks make the save for Top Flight. We also see Jericho and Hager versus SCU, and we see footage of MJF and Jericho's promo after the match. I just want to say shout out to the cameraman who was taping that promo segment, as he had really nice, beautiful, long-ass dreads. They were a thing of beauty. I was actually staring at those more than I think I was watching the promo. But shout out to that guy. Beautiful, beautiful man. Next, we go to Nick and Matt Jackson playing basketball backstage using a garbage can as the hoop. Matt Hardy intercepts the ball. And he's like, Young Bucks, you finally have the ball in All Elite. I'm very proud of you. Speaking of having the ball, I've been there for all the historic moments in wrestling. When Stone Cold took his ball and went home, I was the go-to guy. I was asked to face Eddie Guerrero, and our match was pay-per-view quality so that fans wouldn't ask for refunds. Both Nick and Matt are like, we didn't know that. So you subbed in for Stone Cold, huh? Matt Hardy says, I was the babyface. You guys would have loved him if you ever got a chance to work with him. I've worked with everyone. But recently, your attitude is discouraging. You've got a bad attitude towards me. If you don't change your ways, Matt Hardy will take his ball and go home. Then we'll see how the ratings go. Change your tone, young men. And then he leaves. Nick asks for the ball back as he's walking away. And Matt Jackson says that Matt Hardy's been a real prick lately. Yes, he has. Oh my God. Like, he is so full of himself in these segments that he's been doing. And I just have to say, I hate when they bring up the reference of Stone Cold taking his ball and going home. Fucking hate it. I'm a huge fan of Stone Cold, and I get that he has regrets when he did it. But I remember watching his booking around that time. Like, it's not a surprise why he went home. It's really not. The booking was fucking terrible. The way history seems to want to remember this is just Stone Cold being a bitch. But I mean, there was two sides to that story. There definitely was. It should have been handled better, but fuck, man. I hate when they make it sound like Stone Cold was a bitch, because he wasn't. And I could totally see his point there. Matt Hardy, I think you're going to get an ass kicking from the Young Bucks coming up. And I think it's going to be sooner rather than later. Next, we see Kip Sabian. He comes and finds Brandon Cutler. He asks, where's Leva? You guys are in a team together. You must know where she is. Brandon says, I don't know. We haven't been in a team for months. And Kip says, I don't know. I don't watch the show. When you find Leva, tell her one more time. I'm going to watch her pixels fade. I'm going to beat her down so bad she'll never pick up a controller again. You tell her. Next week, she's done. Brandon Cutler's like, okay, I'll tell her. Next, we see John Silver pouting and crying to Anna Jay. And he says, I lost my match. Anna Jay says, I lost my title match. And then she pushes her shoulder into John Silver. John Silver says, whoa, Anna. And Anna Jay says, whoa, Johnny. And they start doing this repeatedly. Colt Cabana intervenes. And he says, children, relax. The Dark Order starts marveling over Colt's face. And Evil Uno tells him he doesn't look a day over 39. Then Colt says to Anna and John Silver, it's time to hug and be friends. The Dark Order chants, hug it out. And they go to hug, but they pie face each other. John Silver goes to hug 10. And Anna Jay hugs Stu Grayson and tells him, I can still get or cut you. You little bitch. I didn't catch what she said. It's either get or cut. The audio was really low there. Stu Grayson then turns to Evil Uno and he's like, did you hear that? Evil Uno says, I have no idea what you're talking about. And then he says, you may not have won this time, but guess what? As long as we have each other, we'll be just fine. Group hug. The Dark Order then group hug. And then we hear the sad music start to play, and we see Hangman Page watching from the doorway. He goes to leave, and he trips over a chair. Hangman has been watching the Dark Order. We know he is feeling low. We know he's feeling bad. So this is interesting. We're going to have to watch this, guys, because I don't know. I think Hangman might be interested in the Dark Order. Next we go, and we see Jurassic Express and Super Panda, they're in a hallway. Anna Jay and Tay Conti walk by. Anna Jay's like, oh, it's your friends. Tay says, "My friends, I don't like dinosaurs anymore." Anna J says, "Thank God." And then Tay sees Super Panda and goes to him. Anna J says he's cute. Super Panda starts singing Lonely Girl and leaves with the girls. Marco Stunt is pissed. He says, "You panda bitch, that's my gimmick. I sang with Fozzie. Have you done that?" This was kind of funny. I know they were teasing Tay joining the Jurassic Express. That angle has kind of been dropped for quite a few weeks at this point. So maybe it's Super Panda. So we're going to have to see. Next, we see the BTE champion, John Silver, defending against Trent in a mustard packet throwing contest. So this was shot last week after the one chip challenge. Trent is still sick. He says he feels worse after he puked. And you can see that almost everyone from last week is still there. There's a white bowl set up on a table pretty far away. And the rule is that the packet can't bounce out. Thank God, Being the Elite speeds up the video as they're taking forever. Trent almost gets it, but it actually bounces out. At this point, Rick Knox and Jungle Boy, they add water to the bowl to prevent it from bouncing. John Silver and Trent get close a few more times. Super Panda walks in and Nick Jackson asks him how he's doing. Super Panda says he just puked and shit. Obviously, it's still due to that one chip. Then Nick says that they've moved the bowl closer as they aren't coming close and they have a flight to catch in 3 hours. Silver and Trent get a few more close shots. Nick then says if someone gets it in the next 5 shots, he'll PayPal them $500. They don't do it. Nick Jackson then says if you do it in the next 2 shots, I'll give you guys $1,000. John Silver is able to get it in on the second shot. He loses his mind. He's running around celebrating. Trent shoots his last shot and misses. John Silver says, "I feel like now this is the most important title in wrestling." Trent tells him he's coming back for it. We see footage of Nick sending $1,000 to John Silver via PayPal. John Silver says, "It's a $1,000 belt right here." And then Trent says to John Silver, "You finally earned my respect," and they shake hands. John Silver says the BTE championship is more important than $1,000. And we end the episode. So this was a shorter episode. Venture a guess as to why. I think it's because of Thanksgiving last week. They were probably all home with their families, I'm thinking. So they shot this, like I said, last week, and they probably shot most of it last week with the exception of a few things. So I mean, this was a pretty good episode. Short, sweet, and to the point. Pretty funny bits in here for sure. I enjoyed it. I'm really excited for this week's Dynamite. I can't wait to check that out. You guys know though that first off on Tuesday I will be watching Impact and bringing you guys the review from that. A lot of news coming out of Impact right now, and I'll bring it all to you guys tomorrow. Check out all of our shows on Cheap Heat and Cheap Pops. We appreciate all your support that you've been giving us. Much love, everyone. I just want to say, stay warm. Or if you're in a hot climate, stay cool. And just remember, it's all one love.